Some Glenora residents said they were shocked to learn that houses they were building had been demolished by council workers without any warning from authorities or even a court order. One affected home builder is Tekla Nyamundanda, who told Studio 7 her incomplete house, which had reached window level, was reduced to rubble.
I arrived here with my hoe and I wanted to clear the yard, but only to find that the house that I was building has been destroyed by council. I am left with nothing. And even those people who are sitting there have been affected.
Another affected resident, Matthew Nyanyiwa, claimed that he bought his residential stand through a ZANU-PF linked cooperative called Five Greater Heights, headed by one Tafazwa Machemedze. He claimed that he did not know that he was constructing a house on land that was not approved by council.
We know that when someone has built a structure, it is his and he is the rightful owner, but we don't know what council is basing these demolitions on. We paid a deposit of $600 per person to get a stand from the cooperative.
Studio 7 failed to get a comment from Machemedze as he was not reachable on his mobile phone. Reacting to the demolitions, council spokesperson Michael Chideme said all the affected people were notified before the demolitions took place today.
Yes, I can confirm there were demolitions in Glenora, about 11 properties which were built illegally. And what we are saying to the residents of Harare, people should not buy land from land barons because they risk losing their property, they risk losing their investments. People should always buy land from certified sellers like the city council or private developers who have been approved by council. So what we are saying as well is anybody who thinks he has been sold land illegally, they should go to the police and report so that they can recover their money.
Chideme warned residents against buying properties from land barons, adding that his council will destroy all illegal structures.
I think that's a bit unfounded because every month council approves the allocation of residential land to housing cooperatives, to individuals. So these people, I think they are just trying to, of course they will have something to say because these land barons sold land illegally and people now feel cheated by them and they have to put up an argument. But otherwise, it's an argument in futility.
Today's demolition of the 11 houses is reminiscent of the 2005 Operation Murambatswina or Operation Drive Outfields, which left more than 700,000 people homeless. According to the United Nations, more than 2.4 million people were indirectly affected by this operation. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.